52 days of court sittings, 140 witnesses and 10 hours of secret Garda recordings. The trial of three men in connection with the Regency Hotel killing of David Byrne in 2016 is concluding at the Special Criminal Court today. Two men have been found guilty of helping a criminal gang to commit the murder of Kinahan gang member Byrne. 61-year-old Paul Murphy of Cherry Avenue Swords, County Dublin, and 52-year-old Jason Bonney of Drumnigh Wood, Port Marnock, have been convicted. The court is expected to this afternoon deliver its verdict in the case of the other accused, 61-year-old Gerard Hutch, who has denied the murder of David Byrne. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court this morning. Paul, let's take these verdicts in turn. First of all, what had the court to say about the case against Paul Murphy?
Well, that's the way the court has been dealing with these individuals, Brian. They have gone in sequence and they began with Paul Murphy as the judgment was being read out. He's a taxi driver from Cherry Avenue Swords in County Dublin. This morning, the court found that he was one of the getaway drivers. He had admitted that he was the only person driving his taxi on the day David Byrne was murdered at the Regency Hotel. Now, the prosecution had said that Murphy drove his Toyota Avensis taxi in convoy to St. Vincent's GAA grounds before the shooting, waited in the car park and drove one of the gunmen away as part of a six-car convoy after the murder. Now, Murphy's Avensis was seen entering Buckingham Village on the morning of the murder. The place, the prosecution says, the hit team met up beforehand and became operational. And Murphy admitted he was there that morning. A swipe card which allowed access through the barrier into Buckingham Village, which was, the court heard, the centre of operations, was found in Murphy's car. Now, today the court found that the evidence establishes beyond reasonable doubt that it is Paul Murphy's taxi in the CCTV entering and leaving Bella Street, which is where Buckingham Village is. The prosecution also said that taxi receipts found in Murphy's car were manufactured for the purpose of getting some kind of alibi. And the court said it was satisfied beyond all reasonable doubt that the receipts are, quote, inaccurate, and that Mr. Murphy was not engaged in work at the times he says and at the times these receipts say. Miss Justice Tara Burns, the presiding judge, said the court was satisfied that Paul Murphy's taxi was present at St. Vincent's GAA club and took one of the hitmen from St. Vincent's. It's also satisfied that he was driving the taxi and remained driving it all day. She said the court was satisfied too that Murphy knew of the existence of the Hutch organised crime group. He knew the Hutches, Patsy Hutch, Jonathan Hutch and Eddie, the late Eddie Hutch Sr., who was known as Neddy, that Mr. Murphy was in possession of the key card to Buckingham Village, the centre of operations. The court did not accept that a passenger had accidentally left this key card in his taxi. His use was clearly a planned event, the court found. The card is linked in numerical sequence to another card found in Patsy Hutch's home. And the court said it was satisfied that the Regency attack had been orchestrated by the Hutch organised crime group and that therefore Mr. Murphy was guilty as charged.
The case against Jason Bonney, Paul, again, he's charged with, or was charged with, participating in or contributing to the murder of David Byrne by providing access to motor vehicles on that date, on the 5th of February 2016.
Yeah, that's correct. He's a builder from Drumnigh Wood in Port Marnock in Dublin, and he was also found to be one of the other getaway drivers. And specifically, the court identified the particular gunman that it has now found that he took from the scene. The prosecution said that Jason Bonney drove his BMW X5 Jeep in convoy along with Paul Murphy's taxi to St. Vincent's GAA grounds before the shooting, waited in the car park, and then when the gang ran up the lane away from their own burning transit van and into the getaway cars, that Mr. Bonney drove one of the gunmen, Kevin Flatcap Murray, away from the scene. Bonney's Jeep was seen entering Buckingham Village on the morning of the murder, the place the prosecution says the hit team met up before the attack, and he was the only one with a key to the Jeep. Now, the court looked at the evidence of two defence witnesses, Julie McGlynn and Peter Tyrrell. They testified that they saw Jason Bonney's late father, William, driving the black BMW Jeep that day. And Miss Justice Tara Burns said that Miss McGlynn did nothing about this, bringing this vital information to anyone's attention, including the Gardaí, until she was approached by Mr. Bonney's solicitor in October of 2022. And this, the judge said, was in spite of the fact that Bonney had been charged in 2021 and that she had been a regular visitor to his house. She said up to 40 times. She also pointed out that the other witness, Peter Tyrrell, didn't bring his information to the Gardaí either. And she said the court must approach Ms. McGlynn's evidence with skepticism. skepticism, particularly in the light of the application for planning permission. And that was a reference to evidence she gave that she had applied for planning permission on land owned by Mr. Bonney. She said, the judge said today, it seems bizarre that this, that she had, that Ms. McLean had this vital, exonerating information about her friend, but didn't bring it forward. The court also found that it was bizarre that Peter Tyrrell would go to Mr. Bonney's solicitor to view footage instead of going to the Gardaí. Ms. Justice Byrne said he seems to be quite incorrect when he says that he regularly saw William Bonney driving the black BMW Jeep, considering Jason Bonney said it was his Jeep. Now, Jason Bonney's brother-in-law, Paul Byrne, gave rebuttal evidence to the defence witnesses. He testified that the late William Bonney could not have been driving the Jeep at the time of the murder because he and his wife were having lunch with him. And the court, he pointed out that this was a custom. When they came back from holidays, they always he and his wife always went down to Mr. and Mrs. Bonney Sr. Now, the court said it could very much understand the customs locked in place of a daughter's visit to a home, particularly where the mother may be sick. The court completely accepts the evidence of Mr. Byrne that the Regency was a day that you could remember where you were when it happened. And the judge said not only did Jason Bonney not mention this fact when he was arrested, that his father had been driving the Jeep, but he said he hadn't spoken to his father in 2 years and said he had had a falling out with him. He makes no mention of his father taking the Jeep on the 5th of February, and nor that there was a witness to that. So when he was arrested shortly after the Regency, he made no reference to this this testimony that he subsequently relied on during the court. The judge also said it was irreconcilable that Bonney was in fear for his father since he hadn't spoken to him in 2 years. And then the judge was very strong in relation to the court being lied to. She said, this court was lied to in the most malevolent manner and a dead father implicated. And that anyone thought that these lies would be accepted is quite simply amazing. The court also went through CCTV evidence where Mr. Bonney was seen driving the black Jeep, going into a fuel depot earlier that morning, coming back to his house at lunchtime, and then coming back in the Jeep to his home after the murder at the Regency. The court was satisfied, it said, beyond all reasonable doubt, that Mr. Bonney remained the sole driver of the BMW that day, and that when Kevin Murray got into that car after the Regency attack, and therefore it found him also guilty of helping a criminal gang commit the murder.
Paul, I gather the court has now risen for lunch, but will return this afternoon with a verdict in the prosecution, in the case against Gerard Hodge. He's accused of murder.
Yeah, he's accused of committing the murder. He has pleaded not guilty. The prosecution says that he is one of the tactical hit team, which was dressed in fake Garda uniforms, and the prosecution has claimed that he is one of the men who shot David Byrne at the hotel that day. Now, the court will continue delivering its judgment at 1:45 this afternoon, when we'll hear what its verdict is in relation to the prosecution evidence. Gerard Hutch has pleaded not guilty to that charge.
Very good. Paul Reynolds at the Special Criminal Court. Thank you for that, and more for Paul, of course, in the course of the afternoon.